From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Hey, Mark, are we spending? Are we out there lunching and having fun?
Yes, sort of. I mean, Mike, we talk about a lot of data, don't we? I mean, we're always, and sometimes we have to do a little bit of work to make that data sort of relevant and understandable. When we talk about terms of trade, purchasing, managers, indexes, it's all important stuff, but it's not really everyday sort of conversation topics, is it? But we all use our electronic cards, increasingly so, and cash is becoming a little bit archaic. I still carry it around, which, you know, confirms my status increasingly as becoming a dinosaur. So we've got this Paymark data. This is data on the use of plastic or electronic cards, so pretty relevant, timely, straightforward to understand. Paymark handles about 75% of the country's electronic transactions. It used to be owned by the big four banks. I think they sold out a year or two ago. It's owned by a European firm now. So this is the retail sales. Now, using electronic cards, that lifted in the March quarter. Spending was up 0.9%, seasonally adjusted from the December quarter. If you look, and they also strip out the spending at the fuel merchants because fuel tends to distort these figures. That was up 1.3%. But if you look at the average growth over the last 5 years, those rates of growth were higher. So they're higher than what we saw in the March quarter. So it is slowing. And the head of the e-commerce at Paymark points out that though the monthly numbers can be volatile, that spending growth is decelerating. So I think we can draw a comparison. There is some consistency with what the ANZ Business Outlook, the QSBO surveys are telling us, that growth is slowing. Now, slowdown growth a bit more evident in the top of the South Island. You won't be surprised that slowdown evident there was still stronger than Auckland, because we've still got evidence of this sort of two-speed economy again. There's Auckland and there's everywhere else. Now, Statistics New Zealand, they're releasing electronic card transactions data for March on Friday, so we'll see whether or not that confirms that we are seeing this slowdown, which I think will be evident in the GDP numbers.
What about the oil now? What's going on there? I'm filling up the other day and thinking, hold on, we're up at 220 something a litre now.
Yeah, we've got to start throwing our gaze back to the oil price, Mike. We've been a bit quiet on that front, but my interest was peaked yesterday. Mike, it was peaked when I read out the numbers and I saw that Brent crude was over 70 bucks. So a bit of historical context here. We were worried last August, September, Brent crude ran up to over 86 bucks. Remember, we always give the Brent crude price in US dollars, so that was over 130 Kiwi. But then we saw a pretty significant decline. The market, or the price, fell very steadily and quite markedly too, with the US dollar fell to below 50 bucks. But it's all been upside then with this slow, inexorable climb. And as I pointed out, it's seen the price climb above 70 US. So New Zealand's held in there though. So if you convert the price to Kiwi, it's around 105. So still well below where we were in September. But last couple of days got people's attention. And what's going on? Well, we've got some issues in Libya, Mike. We also saw some pretty robust drilling activity in the US, which saw a rise in inventories there. But at the moment, I think it's these worries in Libya that are sort of winning out. I saw a good term in the reports, actually, that I was reading overnight. They were talking about the Fragile Five, Mike. This is a reference to Libya, Nigeria, Iraq, Algeria, Venezuela, where you've got sort of fairly fragile political systems, or the Shaky Six, actually, if you throw Iran in there as well. So we've got this military activity in Libya, and that's creating concerns over supply. Now, I think the fighting that they're seeing in Libya at the moment is actually a long way from the oil fields, but it's not a long way from where the supply routes go through. So they're worried about that. Price was up around 5% last week. Keep an eye on this. Remember, the RBNZ would like the New Zealand dollar lower, but if the oil price in US keeps going up and the Kiwis down, you're going to feel it at the petrol pump.
Fantastic numbers, please.
Can't do anything about that. Yeah, pretty quiet actually, Michael, though the Dow Jones is down about 0.4%. It's sitting at 26309, which is down 116. But the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq, they've barely moved. The S&P 500, 2890, which is down 2. The Nasdaq, 7941, which is up 2. The FTSE 100, up 5, 7451. The Nikkei, 21761. They were down 46. Shanghai Composite barely moved, 3244. Australasia, we were lower yesterday. The NZX 50. 9807, we were down 50, but the ASX 200 did put on 40.6221, so Kiwi market quiet and lower. On the currencies, 0.6744 US, 0.9460 Aussie, 0.5986 Euro, 0.5160 Pounds, 75.19 Yen. Gold, $1,297.89. And as I said, Brent crude now over $71, $71.02.
Look forward to your company tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher and the team at JMI Wealth, jmiwealth.co.nz.